Welcome to The Mist, a show about mysterious stuff, and me, demystifying it. Stuff like drugs, cults, and frog venom ceremonies in the forest.
Like, why would I want to do something like that? That sounds way too intense.
Today, we're talking about Combo, sometimes known as the vaccine of the forest. Recently, I've been watching Combo sneak around the internet. It's a noticeable but not too big hashtag on Instagram. People post photos showing off their burn marks from the application process or of the paraphernalia used in the ceremony, like pipes and sticks, or Combo-inspired artwork. And on YouTube, there's a surprising number of videos of people sitting in Combo ceremonies and throwing up on camera. Because a crucial part of this process, like many I cover for this show, is purging.
Hi, everybody.
So now this is my first time trying Combo.
Generally, the people receiving the Combo just look uncomfortable.
Holy shit.
In these videos, and in common practice, the substance is applied by taking a thin stick, often made of vine, and lighting it with a flame until it glows. Then the person applying the substance does little push scrapes against the skin, burning holes about the size of a pea. And typically, it's a handful of points, like five or so. Then they apply the Combo, which looks like little balls of gray wax, and they put that directly onto the burns. And most often, I see the burns on arms and shoulders. And over the course of a few minutes, the people in the videos quickly appear to start feeling worse. It's like watching someone get the flu quickly. You can see weird sensations creep through their body.
I feel really hot.
Oh, God.
I feel it.
Yes.
Your heart?
Mm-hmm. Don't feel it here yet.
They cough a lot. Try different ways to get out phlegm or mucus. They heave. And generally, they stay hunched over in a chair or on the floor until they puke.
It sure looks like it was much stronger for you than last time.
Then, slowly, they recover. They start to sit up and fumble through words with swollen faces and bleary eyes. They just look completely drained. Some momentarily appear incapacitated, all with just a handful of dots responsible. And really, I didn't understand what the drug was doing just by watching this, and why people were seeking it out. It's such a short experience with kind of a severe application process. Anecdotally, some practitioners say Combo is getting more popular in the US. So, I had to figure out why.
Brussels sprouts, asparagus, sauteed in some grass-fed bison butter.
This is Sarah Churchill telling me about her breakfast.
But I am a nutritionist and I facilitate Combo ceremonies. So I really have a lot of faith in this medicine. And I believe that whatever ends up happening with that person's treatment is exactly what they need to experience.
According to the International Association of Combo Practitioners website, Sarah is the designated practitioner for the Los Angeles and San Diego area. She is passionate about Combo and its potential to help people. Sentence. Tell me what Combo is.
So Combo is a frog. The Phyllomedusa bicolor is the scientific name. It's a beautiful, giant, green, almost goofy-looking frog, and they extract the secretions. So if it's properly harvested, they only extract the first secretions. So what that means is they leave enough of its own secretions to protect itself. They remove the secretions, they dry it on a piece of wood, and it's basically the science behind what is in the secretions, the medicine of Combo, is it's peptide therapy.
Just real quick, peptides are essentially just small proteins, mini proteins that serve a wide range of functions. And in combo, there are dozens of these peptides, all carrying out different tasks.
Some of the peptides act as anti-inflammatories. Some of them act as smooth muscle contractors. So that's what initiates the purge.
So Sarah knows combo. She's only been facilitating combo ceremonies since last year, but she's very committed to the practice. She estimated that she has conducted about 25 ceremonies when we first spoke a few months ago. She's tall and thin, with enviable posture and a warm, patient demeanor. She has a wide face and focused eyes, and speckled over her body are small, circular scars, organized in groups of straight lines or patterns. On her lower back, upper arm, on her legs, these lines of scars are where she's had combo, the frog poison, applied to her body. She's also very calming and affirming, if that does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful question. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that question. Let me take a moment.
Sarah is who I think people envision when they picture like Coachella or Burning Man hippies.
I did go to Burning Man. That was about just under 2 weeks after Burning Man. It was about a week.
She has a few different professional commitments, but I just ask her about combo.
So I'm actually spread pretty evenly. I'd say the largest portion of my time is spent with combo clients, usually between 2 and 4 times a week.
But this week, there is no client, and I'll be joining Sarah for a ceremony. Test 1, 2. Looks like Sarah's car is right here. Right now, driving on the 8 East. Returning on the Sunrise Highway soon to go to Mount Laguna because Sarah is going to apply combo to herself, which is something I've never seen before. I've only seen people apply it to others, but she's the first person I've ever heard of, and the first person I will see burning the superficial holes into somewhere on her body, on her skin, and then applying the combo frog secretion mixture. The only trick is, right now, it is super misty. Like, I probably see like 50 feet in front of me, but all around me it's pretty gray. And I don't know how this is going to go. There's lots of good ones here. How are you feeling about the weather right now?
Well, really cold. It's raining. It looks like we're walking in a cloud, which is really mystical because we're in a forest. My pants are definitely wet, and it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a good time.
So normally the way I go is on the other side of the road there, and then there's a trail. I think we can go like maybe a mile or less. And there should be like some seclusion and tree cover there, if that's okay.
Yeah, maybe we can find a cave.
Find a what?
A cave.
Oh, I have yet to find a cave here.
Okay. Maybe we'll find one.
We're about an hour east of San Diego. Sarah and I are walking with a friend of hers through an arid, brushy part of the Cleveland National Forest. Still plenty of trees, though. It's 46 degrees. We just need a spot that can shield us from the constant rain that's happening right now. I'm chatting with Sarah about what she did to prepare for the ceremony she's about to do. She didn't eat for about 9 hours, which is pretty typical.
But other than that, it's just breathing through any nervousness. You know, it doesn't matter how many times I work with this medicine, I still get that feeling of like, oh, I don't want to do this.
You still get nervous.
Yeah, and it's interesting, right? It's like, I think we could roam around here and find a spot. I'm wondering if there's like an area that's a little like shadowed by the boulders. Mm-hmm. I know that up here there's some boulders. Yeah, let's
We find a spot up on a hill between some brush and boulders and under a tree that's not quite lush enough to block all the rain.
Alrighty, so to begin with, I'm going to light some sage, just clean and clear, protect the space.
It smells surprisingly strong considering we're outside and it's so windy right now.
Mm-hmm, yeah, sage is very potent. I'm really taking a moment for your next few breaths to breathe in the life that's around us, the green, the rain, this electric, conductive, life-giving water that's falling over us in this beautiful spot, really allowing this life force to breathe comfort, safety, support into our systems. I'd like to humbly invite the spirit of Cambo into the space. Now that the circle is opened, I'm going to burn my gates. The gates are the little superficial burns that I apply to the skin that act as a gate or a portal for the medicine once applied to enter the lymphatic system. So I am going to do that because I'm self-treating. I'm going to do it on my leg, my ankle area again, just because it's easily accessed for self-treatments. Typically what I do for that is I grab my burn stick. It is a vine, special type of vine, and you ignite it just as you would ignite an incense stick. And then very carefully, I burn the gates that I want to open.
Sarah's lifting up both of her pant legs. Even though I had seen other parts of her body, I was surprised at just how many dots are covering her lower legs. Old scars. She's searching around for a good spot.
So I will go ahead and get my gates going here. It might take a little bit because I have 20 of them to do.
She'll be burning 20 different superficial burns on yourself today?
Yes, I'll be opening up 20 points, 20 gates, and then after applying the 20 points of medicine on that.
This will be the most points applied in a ceremony I've ever seen. At this point, I'm actually kind of worried. Really curious, but also worried, because I don't know what to expect from here with this much combo.
Let me just figure out this angle here. I'm just wondering if my thigh would be a better spot. Okay, to my outer ankle. And then, once all of the gates are properly opened, this is nice under this blanket, by the way. It's nice and warm.
Sarah's friend is shielding us from the weather with a blanket. We're essentially sitting in a little blanket fort in the middle of a forest.
Yeah, I'm going to start mixing up the medicine. So to mix the medicine, I apply water onto the dried cambo.
And the cambo is dried onto that stick you're holding?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, my hand is already shaking.
So after scraping off the stick, you're just separating it into individual little booger-shaped balls mm-hmm. to align sort of with the number of holes that you burned into your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And did you just mix it with water?
Just water, yeah. Some people do it with their saliva.
which I've tried a few times. It's a bit harder to get the consistency right.
After Sarah's burned her gates and mixed and separated her 20 points of combo, it's time to drink water. A lot of it. Since she hasn't eaten today, the water will help in being the substance she'll purge. It'll help clean out the body. Sarah barely flinched before when she was burning the holes into her skin. But this part is more difficult.
Which is funny, isn't it? The burning water. And poisoning yourself is okay, but drinking a lot of water.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
It's ironic. Alrighty, here we go. 2 liters of water. All at one time. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yes, thank you, Cambo. Thank you. More rain, please, in my face. It's not a good feeling.
Sarah drinks the water for about 7 minutes. She goes through half of a huge jug I would be proud to finish in a day.
I think that's all I can get down. Oh.
Then she uses a rainbow-colored pocket knife to pick up the individual combo booger balls, and then she carefully places them on the holes she burned into her right leg.
And then just one thing to keep in mind is it's okay that I'm uncomfortable. It's okay that I'm processing. It's okay that if I suffer, and to know that it's me getting well, that it's a healing process. And so just know that I'm safe and supported, and everything that you guys are going to be observing is completely normal for a Cambo treatment.
After she puts the last point on, it's pretty rapid. She closes herself off to what's happening around her. She closes her eyes and starts breathing deep. And making faces like she's processing physical discomfort, like I saw in all those videos. And usually the heart rate increases during this portion of the process. Sarah's told me it can feel like your heart is trying to jump out of your chest, and that you feel floaty. Sarah's friend starts singing, which picks up more as Sarah starts looking more uncomfortable. I can sort of see when Sarah grows more uncomfortable or she looks like she's in more pain, her friend starts singing more and with a bit more enthusiasm.
Heal me. Things deep inside of me.
She starts coughing and heaving.
Please guide me.
Sarah eventually helps herself purge by sticking her fingers in her throat. Between sitting up to heave and wipe her nose, she lays back down, with her friend holding her from behind and singing. It's very intimate. It's important to know that this is not typical for combo treatment. Lots of physical comfort and intimate contact. The client-healer boundary is important for practitioners, Sarah tells me. But this is a special case. This is Sarah's friend. Then, after about 40 minutes, just like that, she sits up, and it's done. Sarah's wide, usually smiling face is swollen. Her focused eyes are much more dreary, and she has other mild side effects too.
I got the Cambo eye bugs too.
Eye bugs?
The eye boogers. Do you see any? Feels like I have them.
Yeah, actually, there's something.
The little yellow.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Sticking your eyelashes together. Interesting.
Yeah.
Does it also happen often?
It's very common. It like cleans out every part of your body, right? Okay. Everything will get cleaned out.
Because you sound more congested now than you did at the start as well.
There's a little bit of swelling in my sinuses. A little bit of throat and sinus swelling. And it'll kick mucus out too. It'll just kick it out of your body.
So the really, really interesting thing about Cambo is it's not a short-term experience. The intense part is very short-term.
As you can tell from the lack of wind, Sarah's talking to me about Cambo inside. She's explaining the point of all this. The frog secretion has a host of properties, which in the long term feel good. She's explaining the effects after the first time she had Cambo.
But when I woke up the following morning after getting a good night's rest and some food, I have never felt the way that I had felt that morning, ever. And the only way that I can describe it is the essence of being a child, right? So if you imagine being a child, you don't have any physical pain. There's no parts of your body that you're like, I got to stretch, or I slept on my neck wrong. It's like, it's just not even in your awareness. You can just be in your physical body. In addition to that, I felt blissed out, not just being in the absence of pain, but actually being on the surplus of feeling good and having high life force and having energy and having those brain chemicals produce all of this juicy feel-good stuff in your body.
She was hiking the Narrows in Zion National Park, not far from where she had done Cambo and ayahuasca the night before. So, while she was feeling blissed out and hopping around a river in Zion, the feeling of no pain was a big deal.
I would say it lasted probably about 3 weeks of complete eradication of all pain. And I have scoliosis, so I have to try really hard to maintain back pain. I have to exercise every day. I have to stretch. I have to watch my posture. And without really even doing very many of those things that I usually have to do, my pain was still gone. So I'd say the pain relief lasted probably about 2 or 3 weeks. There was a moment where my ex-partner and I, we were laying down, leaning against one of the walls of the canyon, and there was a slight sunny spot, and the rays of the sun were shining down over this rock, and I remember you could see the wind blowing and all of these tiny particles of pollen. And I remember sobbing, watching these tiny particles move through this canyon under the light rays, and just being so present and needing nothing more in that moment than what I had. I honestly had never experienced that before.
Can I ask, how do you think you're going to feel tomorrow? Like, how do you expect to feel?
I'm going to feel badass, is how I'm going to feel. whenever you're in a point in your life where you just can't get unstuck and can't seem to do the things you need to do and whatever. And Kemba just clears all of that away and gives you your mojo back, essentially.
The Mist is by me, Nate John. Editing help by Leo Castaneda and Emily Burns. Theme music by Kevin MacLeod. The singing voice you heard in this episode and the Blanket Fort holder was Erica Rose. If you'd like to support the show, please pop onto Apple Podcasts right now and leave a review and a rating. Then do the same with your friend's phone. And if you're not on Apple, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. The Mist is also available on NPR One. Or you can share the show's 2-minute trailer I made recently wherever you do your social sharing. The trailer is just right in your podcast feed before this one. And if you'd like to sponsor the show, feel free to contact me. I'm on Twitter at NateJohn, and the show's email address is mistpodcast@gmail.com. All right, I'll see you next time.